Books on Tape presents Eat, Pray, Love. Written and read by Elizabeth Gilbert.
Introduction. Or How This Book Works. Or The 109th Bead. When you're traveling in India, especially through holy sites and ashrams, you see a lot of people wearing beads around their necks. You also see a lot of old photographs of naked, skinny, and intimidating yogis, or sometimes even plump, kindly, and radiant yogis, wearing beads too. These strings of beads are called japa malas. They have been used in India for centuries to assist devout Hindus and Buddhists in staying focused during prayerful meditation. The necklace is held in one hand and fingered in a circle, one bead touched for every repetition of mantra. When the medieval crusaders drove east for the holy wars, they witnessed worshippers praying with these japa malas, admired the technique, and brought the idea home to Europe as rosary. The traditional japa mala is strung with 108 beads. Amid the more esoteric circles of Eastern philosophers, the number 108 is held to be most auspicious, a perfect three-digit multiple of three, its components adding up to 9, which is 3 threes. And 3, of course, is the number representing supreme balance, as anyone who has ever studied either the Holy Trinity or a simple bar stool can plainly see. Being as this whole book is about my efforts to find balance, I have decided to structure it like a japa mala, dividing my story into 108 tales or beads. This string of 108...